T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, Magic. I was worried you guys weren't going to get here this morning. I was worried you weren't going to be able to find your way into the building because they are changing all the exit numbers on the signs on the highway. And I thought, well, that's it. They'll never find their way to work now.
Laugh if you will, but it's actually going to really screw me up as a traffic reporter because I use exit numbers all the time.
It's awful.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Do you use them in your life?
Yes.
I mean, in real life, when if you were giving me directions to your house, would you say...
Exit 57 off 95.
Really?
Yes.
Insanity.
I know all the exits.
I do exit number and description. So I'll say exit 36, take the Montvale Ave exit off of 93. Huh. I'll use description maybe just a little bit more than numbers, but without the numbers, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
No. That they're changing the numbers.
Yes.
But the thing is, just like with anything else, if we were the late... they grandfathered us. I guess I think there's 3 states that still do it the way we do it.
Massachusetts is among them.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't like being told what to do.
Yes. That's exactly. It's like New Hampshire, us in like Delaware or Maryland or something. And I was like, yep, of course it is.
You don't care about your number system. I don't understand why people are getting all freaked out about it. I have no idea. I'm like, no, I go Route 128 north. And then I'll get on 93. Like, I don't even know what the exit numbers
are. I know. I think you're more the norm. I think the vast majority of people won't care because they go by whatever it is. Like Kendra said, Montvale Ave or whatever.
The street name.
Yeah. I happen to know the exit numbers just because of what I do for a living. So I'm going to be like, oh, no.
Plus, doesn't everybody just follow the purple line on their GPS now anyway? I mean, maybe you don't drive home that way, but you know how to get home.
But I think it'll still, I mean, are they still going to have street descriptions with this new, I mean, what are they changing? I mean,
They're just changing the exit number. And I think it's because of first responders. I know, like, logistically it makes sense because it's going to mirror the mile marker. So if you're near mile marker 87, it'll be exit 87. So I think it'll be easier that way for...
But mile marker, this is what I don't understand about this. Mile marker from where?
That's what I was going to ask.
Say the Mass Turnpike. Say you're in the city of Boston, right?
Yeah.
And you go all the way to Pittsfield or whatever.
Right.
You get to Brighton, it's mile marker 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then mile marker 2 is like in Wellesley, and mile marker 3 might be in. But if you're in Pittsfield, isn't mile marker 1 like in way out there in Pittsfield?
See?
Is it backwards?
It's not a good idea. Even
or do
David
they start with exit 99? Like, I don't even use them and it doesn't make sense to me.
I know. Well, I don't know. It seems to be working in other states. So they're saying that we don't get federal money unless we do it. Well, anything, it's a money thing.
Yeah.
It's a federal mandate.
Oh, God.
Right. We have to do it or we lose highway money.
And we lose highway money.
What's with all the change? Daylight savings, this? Like, what is it that somebody just woke up and was like, let's
Kendra's like, they're putting us in a box. I tell you, they're putting us in a box. We're not doing it.
It's bad enough driving in Boston as it is. Like, we can't find our way.
I'm not happy about it, but this is such a bad idea.
Gives you a little business. Gives you something with your, gives you some substance, some content for those traffic reports.
I know, right? Now I'm going to be like, exit? I don't know. I don't know what exit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.